Well, that was odd.
Yeah, I think I need to realize to set my phone down because I touched something and it backed me completely out of the app. So,
Okay, let's try take two.
all right, wonderful.
Hi,
You.
my name is Lady Raven Ravenwood. Is that
Yes, it is.
my
Your amnesia. You need to take your amnesia pills today, you know.
last
It's twice that's happened to you, forgetting your name. I'll forgive you.
Alrighty, guys. Well, I'm Lady Ravenwood, also known as Lady Red, as you will go, because I have red glorious hair. I am the R in the RNZ Industries. And I'm a 21-year-old gothic writer who dressed gothic, who looks very much like a vampire, who is also non-binary, and just a whole bunch of complicatedness.
And I am Dr. Z. Obviously, I am the Z in the RNZ Industries. I dress pretty casual, whatever's comfortable. I enjoy candlelit dinners and long walks on the beach.
Jar
And, Jar, are you okay? Are you having an episode over there?
I was trying to say something else. I think you got the wrong podcast though with that one.
Oh, this isn't I'm seeing the
No.
wrong. Shit.
No.
Okay, let's see. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So I'm 38. Just a fun-loving guy who has a smart-ass tendency that I cannot shut off. So the more you listen to this podcast, the more you're going to hear the smart-ass come out on a regular basis. And obviously, I am the Z in the RNZ Industries. And yep, that's just a little bit about me.
Alrighty, guys, and just so that we all, for all the listeners, all two of you, this is going to be a mature adult kind of type thing. That means that we're going to be cussing because, we cuss like sailors, and I don't foresee it
Yeah.
stopping anytime fucking soon. Damn it. Fuck. Son of a
Shit.
bitch.
God damn it.
Already broke it. Darn it. So yes, you do kind of have to be a mature individual. I'm not going to base that on age because we do have a bunch of little kids who are very mature, surprisingly. Now, if you are a parent and your child is listening to this, what the freak is wrong with you? I tried censoring myself there. I get credit for that one, right?
You get a little bit of credit,
Yay.
but then there's me. You need to get some fucking help. You got your kid listening to this shit. Just saying.
Like I said, though, we aren't going to be cussing like every other word. That's just the beginning of it. Anyways, so yeah, that's basically what it is. Again, we are the RNZ Industries, and we decided to do a podcast just because why not?
Yeah, I've always, I like listening to podcasts, and I've got a few that I really enjoy. And I've always thought, it could be kind of fun, talk
No,
about
I'm still
whatever.
here.
What's that?
Sorry, my phone decided to kick in with something and decided that it was going to have a call come through. I should probably turn my notifications off, huh?
Probably be a good idea.
That's already been done because I hate to do this all over again.
Done and done. Take three.
No, we're still in it. Yeah. Hi, I'm like, no, I'm kidding.
Yeah, we'll have to change the name of the podcast to Take Three. Episode will be Take 47, Take 93.
All right, so what should we start off with?
We'll do a little bit about ourselves. And let's see, do you want to go first or I can go first? I don't care
You can
either
go
way.
first. You can go
All
first.
right. Let's see. Like I said, 38 years old, born and raised in a small town in Oregon. Town is called Silverton. Really tiny town, less than 5,000 people. When I graduated high school, it's now a little over 7,000. It's growing, but it was one of those small towns where everybody knew everybody. And one of the fun, and I say fun in quotations and very sarcastically, things about my childhood. Let's see. My father was the police chief in the town that I grew up in. So basically, it was well known that I couldn't get away with jack shit. In fact, my father told me very clearly one day. He said, "Son, I love you, and I know you're going to high school where there's lots of parties and things of that nature, and I understand what high school is all about, but I'm telling you this right now. You do anything that embarrasses this family or makes me look dumb, I can make you disappear, and I'll just say I sent you to military school."
Oh, that's terrifying.
Oh, yes, just a little bit.
Just a wee bit.
Just a tiny bit.
So I take it you were a well-behaved individual, huh? During high school?
Hell no. Not even a little bit. Not even a little bit. I just didn't get into the big trouble that would have gotten me killed. But, yeah, I did get into trouble, just, like, nothing major.
So you got in trouble because you could.
Damn straight. Though I will say this one time, though, about my father. I'm very much not a morning person. That's one of the reasons this podcast is not going to be done like first thing in the morning. So don't ever expect to hear this on your morning commute unless you listen, get it the night before and then listen to it on the way into work.
God forbid if you do.
Oh, yeah, I feel bad for you. But I used to love to sleep in, and my brother, he used to love to come and wake me up on a Saturday. And so I kept telling him, I was like, knock that shit off. I'm trying to sleep in. It's my day off. I don't have to get up for school. And then one day I flat out told him, I was like, look, we have a 3-day weekend. I'm getting some rest. If you come in to wake me up, I will punch you before I even open my eyes. Well, he goes and he's sitting there having coffee one morning. He tells my father this. And my father thinks, oh, he's not going to do anything. So I'm laying there in bed and I hear my door open. I feel two hands on the side of my bed, and without opening my eyes, I swung as hard as I could, and I instantly thought, my brother doesn't have a beard. Open my eyes to see my father staring down at me. He's like out of bed. I'm like, yes, sir.
Oh, no.
The funny thing is my brother got in more trouble first, though, because he didn't really tell my dad that I was dead serious. He just made it as a joke. So, yay. But anyway, let's see. I have a little bit more about me. I've divorced. Boo-hoo. I kind of like candlelit dinners. Shit, wrong podcast. I'm a proud father of 4 amazing children, and just I'm a fun-loving guy. I really am non-judgmental at all, and that's just basically me. Not a whole lot to say.
That sounds far more interesting than my life story, but then again, I'm still a baby compared to you.
You're still a pup. Speaking of pup, my dog has decided that she needs attention right now, and she's right in my face.
Oh, don't you love animals? That's why I left mine upstairs.
4-legged creatures. You're fine.
Alrighty, and I am... Like I said, I am Lady Ravenhood. I also go by Thessaly. My full name is Thessaly Jane Ravenwood. I am 21 years old. I just graduated high school in 2017. I got held back in the second grade, and I believe I had to wait an extra year before I could actually start school. So I was about 2 years behind what I should be, so I graduated at the age of 19. I grew up in a very typical household, a southern household. I had one sister, a mother, and a stepfather, but I am not really in contact with them anymore. So my family is very interesting. I have been adopted without being legally adopted, and I have like 12 different sets of parents, so I can't get away with jack shit. And it doesn't help that they're all really good friends. So if I do one thing, everybody knows. Yes, I'm talking about you all who are listening. And I love you very much. Please don't ground me.
It's funny that you say adopted because I was actually legally adopted as a baby. I was taken by the state of Oregon from my biological mother. And a good thing, too. She decided one day that she wanted to go get beer. And so at about a year and a half old, she left me at home by myself in the door open, and I got out of the house and walked down a busy street and was picked up by the police department at a year and a half old walking in dirty underwear.
Oh god.
Yeah, so I was taken by the state, and let's see, it's the brother I grew up with, though. Kind of interesting thing about him is he is actually my biological brother. He was taken at 10 days old by the state. And so we got adopted by the same family. I have 2 older brothers who I have met, and one of them I'm still in contact with. The other one, haven't been in contact with him for a couple of years. And I've got younger sister who I talk to all the time, and she lives in Las Vegas, and she keeps giving me shit that I need to come down there and see her. And I've got another younger brother, but he was born with some disabilities, and I have not had the chance to meet him yet. And I hope to one day. So
I
yeah,
believe you will.
I hope so. And yeah, I'm adopted too. So, but mine's actually documented and papered. But
Yeah, mine isn't.
I've got the emotional adoptions too. You know, I got a lot of people that just keeping an eye on me, making sure I'm doing the right thing all the time. So.
Yeah, they're like the little devils. I mean, angels on your shoulders. Except mine's crowded, so that's something would dig over the devil side.
Yeah, depends on which person it is on my shoulder. It could be one of each.
It really could. As well, as I stated, I am technically not adopted, but I'm adopted by many people, emotionally adopted. A lot of them, again, are really good friends with one another, and they all know one another. So again, I can't get away with jack shit, and I love you all for it. But damn, can y'all not do that?
Turn a blind eye for just a weekend, please.
No, let's see. What's the other? I'm a writer. I'm working as an author. Currently working with a very good co-author who I adore, and again, he adopted me into his family. So, yeah, there's
Nice.
nothing like working with your dad.
Right?
No. let's see. I'm an artist. I play the violin. Well, getting back into playing the violin. And yeah, I do TikTok a lot, and I also work for Star City Games. So that's basically me in a nutshell.
Nice. Nice,
So
nice.
yeah, so that's basically us. And on the topic of TikTok, how did we meet?
Musically.
For everyone who does not know, and if you don't know, what is wrong with you? TikTok was originally known as Musical.ly, and Musical.ly, if you're listening, can you, I mean, TikTok, can you go back to Musical.ly? Because I liked Musical.ly better.
Yeah, Musical.ly was a lot easier to operate and to do.
Anyways, so that's actually how we met. We actually met through one of our very good friends who, Marilee, who will be in and out of the podcast. I guess still gotta get her number so I can call her into here, but that's beside the point.
I already got it. Na,
Oh,
na,
you.
na, na,
Okay, stop rubbing it in. I know you have my wife's number, but dang. Oh yeah, speaking of, before anyone goes like, oh my God, you're married, why didn't you say something? I am not married. I am single. What I mean by married is that part of the TikTok.
Hey. Wrong podcast.
No, wait, no, it's the right podcast. Thank you very much. On TikTok, I have something known as the Scarlet Family, and if any of you viewers are part of the Scarlet Army, hi, welcome, hi, share the love. Anyway, so I have a Scarlet Family. So Marilee, also known as Alessandra, is Scarlet's wife. And just for some weird reason, we just portrayed as wives because we can and we want to.
Yeah, and
Basically.
in the Scarlet family, I am the brother and the troublemaking brother, obviously, because you'll be able to tell on the podcast, I'm the troublemaker of us too.
Yes, so we do put ourselves, our actual selves, into our TikTok OCs. For those of you who do not have a TikTok, but you want to come follow me and see what my face looks like, I know this is self-promotion, but oh well, why not? It's going to be T dot. What is my username?
Yes.
Oh, T dot J dot Ravenwood, and that's just my username. It's very simple.
And mine is Dr. Z Head or DRZHEAD, and pretty simple to remember as well. And yeah, it's kind of interesting. The fun thing about TikTok, if you're not, someone who's on TikTok or Musical.ly, what it used to be, is it's just a way of self-expression, like she was saying earlier. And just, do what you want.
No, you
But
can't do
now it's like,
exactly what you want. You got little kids up
yeah.
there that decide they're going to report anything and everything.
Oh, good God, you sneeze the wrong way and snot comes out. They go, oh, that must be vape. They're vaping.
We have an issue with 9-year-olds on there right now. Hopefully they're working on it. My videos have not been reported as much, so that's a relief.
I've only had one that was reported and taken down, and the funny thing is, it was a duet with someone else, and that original video is still up, and they reported it because of his side of it, because it was he playfully nailed his finger to a birdhouse, and like, oh my god, self violence and harm, and all I was doing was sitting there with headphones on, pretending like a 911 operator, and they reported it, and it got taken down, but his video, his original video, is still up. So if I wanted to, I could go back and re-record it, which I might do, just to, you know, give the middle finger to all those stupid reporting babies out there. But anyway, like I was saying, long story short, not really. It's a longer story. We met through Merrily. I had done a duet with Merrily, which the timing was really perfect, and she tagged Thessaly in it, and she was like, "Oh my god, this is amazing!" And so, her and I started doing duets together, and then we just the Scarlet Army or family started, and we all started communicating and talking offline more, or not technically online because it's through Facebook, but yeah, through away from TikTok, we started talking a lot, and so
we use Facebook as a we do a lot of video chats with everybody, so we fairly know one another pretty well.
Yeah, and her and I realized, you know, that her and I have a really funny chemistry, just banter back and forth that we're
brother and sisterly, not yes. What you're thinking.
No, dear, I love you dearly, but no, sorry.
Sorry, okay. You're not my type.
No, sorry. I'm not my type, so. Still trying to find somebody whose type I might be one day. Anyway, but no, we got this really great chemistry, and we really bounce ideas off each other, and are feeding off each other in our smart ass ways. It's just really strong that we thought, you know, we should try a podcast just to try it out, and we were trying it out, obviously.
Well, the first time was an epic fail because you pressed the Big X button.
I didn't even hit that button. I was looking at something because something came through, and I was like, oh, what's that? And all of a sudden, it just goes, thank you for recording. I'm like, well, that sucks.
Now we gotta redo it all again. Right. No, but like, so, you know, it's really interesting of how technology goes that we can actually become friends, because like I said, you live in the middle of the United States. I live on the Eastern Coast. Oh,
I don't live in the middle. I live way in the Pacific Northwest there.
You know what I meant. Yeah. Oh yeah, you do. You get what I'm saying though, like, but we're on different sides of the United States, and because of the internet and because of all of this, you know, we've been able to become good friends, become like family, and that's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I've sat there and I've said to Merrily, you know, a few times, because her and I talk a lot too, is like, you know, had I not been on TikTok that day, or maybe, you know, subscribe to it like a week later, who knows if that, you know, video would have ever come through my feed, and you know, I see it and make a duet with it, and that led to me meeting all the great people that we've gotten, the Scarlet family, and making great friends, and now doing a podcast, you know, less than 6 months later.
Oh yeah. And so, you know, yeah, it's really interesting. It's also very fascinating too, and you know, I really am glad that things for happened the way that they did. I was trying to use a big word. Dust, don't use big words. You know, but
she has trouble with the talking, putting words together, and them coming out and making sense things sometimes.
I do.
She has a stutter. You'll pick up on it.
But yeah, no, it's like, it's really amazing how well, because I mean, like, my family, when I say family, my adopted family, but I call them my family because there's no sense of saying adopted because they're not. They are like my family. They're all through the internet. So, you know, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. Yeah, and it's amazing that we're actually able to do this podcast via internet too. So, you know.
Coming to you live through the power of the internet. Maybe not live, pre-recorded through the power of the internet.
But yes. Yeah. But we are also very geeky individuals. You know. Also on TikTok, you know, you would think that, you know, we would stay in OC with one another, and we actually don't. I mean, how often are we actually in our OCs?
I haven't done an OC. Well, I did an OC video we did one last week, just, you know, for introduction of the family. And before that, I think a month ago.
Yeah, I mean, like
2 or 3, but that's it.
Yeah, no, like, we're not, like, while we do love our OCs and everything, you know, for my OC, it just takes time and everything, and I'm just so busy because I work multiple jobs.
And for real quick, for those old farts of you out there who are like me, when her and I first started talking and I didn't know what the fuck OC meant, OC is original character.
Ah, yes.
So,
Sorry.
on another podcast, we'll get into who our OCs are, but just so we can cover it for those people who don't know, because I remember she asked me, she goes, "Who's your OC? Tell me about him." I was like, I had responded very, it took me 5 minutes to even type it out because I felt so embarrassed because I'm, like I said, I'm the oldest person in the Scarlet family. And so it took me forever to even type the words, "What does OC mean?" Because I felt so embarrassed. I'm like, "Why are you doing this? You're an old man. They're just going to laugh at you."
No, and you know, a lot of people, like, to be honest, I did not know what an OC was till probably about like 4 months ago, like right before I started doing TikTok. I had no idea what OC was. So he's like, "I don't know what OC is." I said, "Oh no, it means original character."
It's like, oh, thank God. I thought that's what it meant, but I don't want to sound like an idiot.
You know, so for those of you who don't know, on TikTok, I am known as the I'm known as Scarlet, the head of the Scarlet family. He is Dr. Zipperhead. He is,
Well, that's my page name. My character is Silver Fox, because
oh
it's my
yeah,
birthday.
no, is it? Oh, is it? Oh yeah, I totally forgot about it. Anyways, his character is Silver Fox, and he is Scarlet's older brother. Well, we're all kind of adopted. We all adopted one another in the Scarlet family. It's a very interesting backstory that we're all still working on. You know, so he's also in the group in keeping an eye on the Scarlet Army and everything. He's also my third. Marilee, again, who is Alessandra, is Scarlet's wife, and she's Scarlet's second. Meaning when I'm not online, because again, I'm never really online. I pop in and out as if, but you know, they keep an eye. They're my eyes and ears, basically. So that's what I mean by first and second. They're my
Makes sense
betas.
to me. The betas, Beta and Charlie.
And then we also have Trinity, who is Scarlet's other sister. Then we also have Sir Norton, who is the father of Scarlet. Well, adopted. You kind of get what I'm saying here. Unfortunately, he right now is unable to participate in the Scarlet family. And if you're watching this, sir, you are still welcomed in the family. You know, take care of yourself first.
Yeah,
That's what
take care of yourself
matters.
first and foremost.
You
And that goes
know.
for anyone listening to this podcast, that we're always here for our fans, and if you can be there to listen or interject in the conversation, if we ever do anything live that you guys can join us, awesome. But always, first and foremost, always take care of yourself. That's always been our standard here.
Yeah, you know, we don't, well, we all love one another, and you know, we rather us all talk at 3 a.m. in the morning about an issue instead of, you know, letting it go, you know. So,
Which has happened.
on multiple occasions. Well,
But I feel bad
it's.
for everyone else because where I'm at over here, it's 3 a.m. for them. But it's just barely midnight for me at that point because I'm over here on the West Coast.
But you know, so we also have Crystal and Eclipse, which happens to be Scarlet's and Alessandra's adopted daughters.
Yes.
Am I missing somebody?
In the family, no, that's it.
Okay, yeah. We don't have a very big family. Again, we haven't really been in our OCs, and that's partly due to just because, A, we all work, we all have different time zones. Yeah, a lot of people with the holidays were just trying to, you know, survive the holidays. So, you
Oh, yeah.
know, we created the group at a really bad time.
Right. Yeah,
But,
and
you know.
with my job, since it's a major corporation, I shouldn't name drop, but I will say that I do work for a credit card customer service company, and good God, this time of year is crazy busy, and right now people are trying to, oh, I love it. They call and they're like, "Why is my return not back on my card yet?" Well, you have to wait for the money to be sent back from the merchant. Well, why haven't they done it? Call
Because
them.
you.
I couldn't tell you.
I probably shouldn't have said where I worked, but it's a well-known gaming company for Magic the Gathering. So, I mean, it's not that bad, I guess. It just if someone from there is listening, please don't fire me.
Right.
Don't worry, I'm not gonna leak anything. I'm not gonna talk about anything. Please don't fire me. I like my job.
Right.
What do you
I like how your job's been for you. You've been a lot perkier since you started working there. That sounds dirty, and it wasn't meant to.
No. I know what you meant. I know what you meant. I'm coming more alive. For those of you who don't know, I have OCD majorly. And I also don't handle very well just sitting around doing nothing. So being able to move around and do all that fun stuff, because I work in the processing department, so I'm moving around all the time. I'm able to move. I can sit when I need to, but I also stand and I walk and I do all this fun stuff. So I'm actually actively doing something that keeps my mind from becoming overwhelming, because I have a very active...
start singing and dancing that they start to have issues and say, stop it.
Actually, not. Surprisingly not. You know, I have a very active imagination. So if I don't have something, if I don't have music while I'm doing something, my mind starts to wander. If I'm sitting around doing nothing, I am gone from the world. Just stuff like that. So I listen to music and you'll often see me just like do my little dance stuff and shimmying and singing or mouthing words. And just like, it's just, and I'm not the only one that does it either. Thank you very much.
I got to pick on you.
I know. it wouldn't be you if you weren't.
No, you'd say, are you dying? You're being nice. Are you trying to get into heaven now or something? What are you doing?
I was like, what? But
how much
yeah.
time do you have left, Nick?
No,
well,
but
there
like
went my real name. Oh well.
I mean, I already gave up my name too, so don't feel bad.
Might as well. Nah, I'm good.
But no, seriously though, like, so I have a very active imagination and I love my jobs. For those of you who don't know, I also am an online secretary. Though our business is not very big, though, if you're looking to have your again, I'm doing self-promotion here just because I like working.
Self-deprecation.
Very true. if you need like computers, computer fixing, a bunch of computer stuff, graphic design, stuff like that, come look me up on necrotex.com.
Not the best name drop, just saying.
I forgot how it goes, but like, so it's me and my roommates. I don't work on the computers because I don't know enough yet. But, you know, right. They work on computers. They try to fix computers. They fix the issues that they have. Jerry is really good. Brandon's really good as well. And, you know, so we work on computers. I would have to look it up online, but blah, 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 blah. We work with computers. You know, we help host websites, I believe. I could be wrong. Jerry, if I'm wrong, please don't murder me. Just know that I love you and I'm trying to help us out, okay? but, like, anything that really has to do with computer, I'm pretty sure that we can do. So, like I said, just come to Necrotex and, yeah. And I also am a artist. I take commissions. Also, if you would like some artworks, I do more realistic artwork as well. And just look me up at Thessaly Jane. It's an art page, and you see me holding up a frame with Harry Potter stuff on it. So yeah, that's a lot of self promotion there. Okay,
just a little bit, but it's all right.
Look, I like making money.
Who doesn't?
And you see, like with those jobs, though, you kind of have to be very self promotion. Oh.
Yeah, you really do, you know, especially in today's world, you really got to promote yourself or you're not going to make it through.
Yeah, so, but yeah, that's basically how we've met, and that's about my job, and again, if you need, you know, work, you know, just come look me up. Not like that, not, That's not what
you
I meant.
Give me too much ammo here, lady.
No, stop it. No, keep it to yourself. But yeah, so that's how we met, and that's also a bit about TikTok for us. And I think that's going to be enough self-promotion, don't you think?
I think so.
Okay. So what else are we going to talk about?
Like our fandoms and shit like that. Like, ooh. I'm a huge, huge Lord of the Rings fan. I've got...
The Lord of the Rings. How about dwarves, elves, and mean kings and queens? Epicness, Lord of the Rings. I don't want to copyright those, so I got to stop.
Right. No, I've got like a Lord of the Rings tattoo on my right arm. Sorry. It's not the only Lord of the Rings tattoo I'm going to have. Well, the other one is going to be a Hobbit one. It's going to have quotes from the Hobbit book. But yeah, anything Tolkien, I'm a huge fan of. Huge geek when it comes to that. But let's see, what else are we big fans of? Supernatural.
I see. I'm not big into Supernatural. I love Supernatural, but I'm not quite into it. I'm still like on season 3.
Shunned.
What the fuck was that?
That was me shunning you.
No, before you said shun, because you did a thing.
That was me being shocked and ah!
Oh God, stop it! Oh God, you sound like the big cloaky thingies in Lord of the Rings.
Ring wraith.
Yeah, there we go. I thought it was ring wraith, but I didn't want to sound like an idiot, but I still sounded like an idiot. I'm a big Lord of the Rings Hobbit fan. I'm going to say this now. I have a thing for Legolas, Thranduil, and Elrond.
I don't know many people that don't.
Dude, Orlando Bloom, yo.
Okay, you got to hear this. I went and saw Man of Steel in theaters before the second Hobbit movie came out, when they brought Legolas back. And sitting right behind me, you know, the shot where Legolas is like right in front of the camera, bow back, and says something like, "Don't think that I won't shoot you, dwarf," or something like that. The guy behind me, he says, "That son of a bitch hasn't aged a day in 10 goddamn years." And the woman sitting right beside him goes, "Mm-hmm." I just felt bad for the guy. And I'm like, dude, that sucks to be you.
Nah, but like, so, you know, we're both Lord of the Rings and Hobbit fans.
Oh, yeah.
In The Hobbit, I'm definitely a Thranduil. I also like Smaug.
Smaug is badass. You know, he
Dude.
Was awesome.
Oh, Benedict Cumberbatch. Oh,
book.
My God. He perfect.
Was awesome. Yeah.
He was.
The whole
he...
cast was great. The thing that made me frustrated for that whole movie is the fact that Peter Jackson didn't get the amount of time that he had, you know, to prep The Hobbit that he did with Lord of the Rings. I mean, with Lord of the Rings, he had a couple of years, but because they were running out of time and they needed to get something started or they were going to start losing actors. And Guillermo del Toro had left. He basically had just a couple of months of prep time just because he had to start changing things to fit his vision and not Guillermo's. And so I think that's the only thing that really made those movies struggle is that he did not have the time.
But well, even so, oh, it was, amazing. Like to admit, like it was fantastic though.
Oh yeah, I geeked out the whole time, you know.
So we are really big. Oh, you know, I just realized something.
What's up?
Benedict Cumberbatch also plays Sherlock Holmes. I forgot the guy who played Bilbo, who also plays Watson.
Martin Freeman.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Martin Freeman probably would never listen to this, but Martin Freeman, I am so sorry.
Shunned.
I really am. I'm sad. I'm not really good with names. But you
Not
know,
even
he,
your own. Sometimes you can forget your last name.
I really do. No, but like, so like, those two are always in a lot of movies together. Actually,
yeah, they feed off each other very well.
Yeah, and it's like I absolutely adore them. But Benedict Cumberbatch. I adore the man. He's amazing. I love him, and he has the cheekbones from the gods too.
He's pretty awesome. Yeah. I like them.
So, we're at Lord of the Rings, The Hobbit. I'm a big Harry Potter nerd. I'm a Slytherin. House representation.
I took the Pottermore quiz, and I guess I'm a Hufflepuff. I hate my Patronus.
Oh, what's your Patronus?
Siberian cat. I'm allergic to cats, so I hate them. And my Patronus is a Siberian cat.
Mine was a, I think it was like an Arctic wolf or something like that.
I'll trade you.
No.
Damn it.
I have always been a dog person. So, you know, I'm a big Hobbit. I am a big Fantastic Beast. I mean, Harry Potter. I'm a big Fantastic Beast. I haven't seen the latest movie yet, so no spoilers. I just haven't had the time to go watch it. And I think it's too late for me to actually go sit and watch it. I have to wait for the movie to actually come out. But that's beside the point. Let's see. I'm a good Supernatural fan. I'm not, like, highly geeked into it. I'm a big Star Trek and Star Wars fan, yo.
Oh, yes, very, very, very much. I love both of those fandoms.
So which one's better, Star Trek or Star Wars?
Fuck you. You cannot choose. They're completely different, and that's what makes them amazing.
Yeah, I was about to say that. If you chose one or the other, I was going to have to say, okay, we can't do this podcast.
This is the final and first episode.
The first and final. No, right. I'm a big Star Wars Star Trek fan. I'm a big book nerd as well. So anything by Stephen King, yep. David Weber.
Dean Koontz.
Dean Koontz. Oh my god, Dean Koontz, yo. Yeah. So you know, like I'm a big nerd. I don't read as much as I used to, which I'm really heartbroken about. But at the same sense though. Let's see.
At the end of the year, every year at starting in October, I start reading The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings. I have to read them once a year. So I always start then.
Dude, do you know how many times I read Harry Potter in a year?
No idea.
Probably way too many.
Right.
But I'm always seeing something new.
Yeah, that's one of the things that's awesome about books is like you can read them, you know, 100 times, and each time you read it, you know, your imagination just plays each scene slightly differently, you know. And so that's what I always love about reading. Don't get me wrong, I'm a huge movie fan. I love movies. I could talk about movies all day long, and I'm sure we'll have episodes that we will. But it's just for me, I love books because that's you're your own director in the book reading and things of that nature.
Oh yeah, you know, I totally agree, and I absolutely, like I said, I'm more of a book person than a movie person. Don't get me wrong, I will sit and watch movies, not as often as I used to, but once I start sitting down to watch something, it's game over. So yeah.
I used to have a problem watching books or movies that were based off of books that I read because I'd sit there and say, that didn't happen in the book. That never happened in the book. But then I started thinking about, you know, because I'm also a huge comic book fan. When you think about comics, there's always like different universes, you know, like there's Earth 1, Earth 2, Earth 3, 47 or whatever, you know. And so I started training myself into thinking, you know, it's just a different, you know, alternate version of that. So I don't go into movies now going like with a magnifying glass going, nope, that's wrong, that's wrong, that's wrong. I just go into enjoy them now, you know.
See I do that with every other movie but Harry Potter. Don't get me wrong, I love the movies and everything, but they forgot certain characters, they forgot scenes, they forgot certain things. It's just like, why, what is wrong with you? I don't know if y'all could tell or not, but I'm a big JK Rowling fan.
I think we're getting the hints.
But you know, like, so like we're back to the topic though. I prefer books over movies. I could sit down and allow my imagination to just run wild,
right?
Without, and then I can just do my own thing as well. So,
yeah, so I hear you.
That's that. What else are we big geeks of? Marvel? Oh, Marvel.
Yes. Oh, I'm all comic books, but yeah, we really all, you know, anyone who.
R.I.P. Stanley.
You know, exactly. Yeah, that's where I was going. Anyone who felt the hurt of Stanley passing, you know, you're obviously
R.I.P.
a Marvel fan. You know, just the man, the myth, the legend. But I tell you what,
he did. He was Marvel's guy. He was the Marvel guy. If I'm not mistaken, he actually wrote some of the comics too. If I'm not mistaken.
He created most of the characters that you see, like X-Men. That was all him. Spider-Man, all him. The list goes on for characters that he had, you know, either a hand in or created, you know, on his own. Fantastic Four, that was, you know, Marvel's response to the Justice League comics. And, you know, he created so much out there that it's just, you can't say what he's done for people, you know.
He's done some miraculous work. The only thing I can say is the next Marvel movie that does not have a Stan Lee promo in it, I think everyone's going to cry.
Oh, yeah. That, you know, that was something you always looked out for. And, you know, you always look for the Stan cameo.
It's like, yeah. There's Stan Lee. There's my man.
Right? Stan the man. And it was just every episode that he was, every movie he was in, you always, it made you smile a little bit.
But now I don't know if they have another Marvel movie they were able to do a promo with him, but the next one will probably be dedicated to Stan Lee. I would not be surprised if the next Marvel movie there is, you know, that, you know how they do end scenes, is dedicated to Stan Lee.
Yeah, and I think we were lucky enough that he was able to film his cameos for Captain Marvel and Avengers before he passed, the last Avengers or the Avengers
was Infinity
Endgame, the new one coming out this year.
Oh yeah, I think they were able to get him to do that because I mean the poor man. I mean he was in his 90s if I'm not mistaken.
96.
Yeah, 96.
Yeah, but here's the thing that I thought was great about the man is he was in his 90s, but he looked to be in his, you know, late 60s, early 70s.
And yeah, it's like he aged really well.
He really did. And then another thing that I think is great is I feel personally he hit like 30 and then he's like, okay, I'm good here. And that's where he stayed age-wise, how he acted, you know? He acted like he wasn't, you know, he didn't act like he was in his 90s. He didn't act like he was perpetually 30 years old for the rest of his life, you know?
Old enough
to be a little bit wise, but, you know, still young enough to always have that gleam in his eye. Every time you saw him on camera, the man looked like he was, you know, younger than me.
You know, and these the next generation and this generation that, you know, this generation, primarily mine, you know, oh, well, no, mine, I'm still considered a millennial. It's argumentative, but I'm a millennial. The next generation, though, you know, the people who are still in high school or getting ready to graduate high school, I guarantee you they probably didn't watch much of Stan Lee's work. So, like, we're all going to be, like, inside just crying, bawling our tears, and we're going, like, what the fuck is wrong with you all?
Right.
Stan Lee.
I will say this. It was really funny when you can see when people left the theater for the end of Infinity War, you know, which ones were comic book fans and which ones were the movie fans. Because, spoiler alert, doing it out there right now.
Wait. So, seriously, if you have not seen it, stop it now. Skip ahead.
Yes.
You've been given fair warning.
Yes, pretty much. But at the end of Infinity War, obviously, you see, you know, all these Avengers just, you know, fade away after the snap from Thanos and things like that. And so, yeah, it pulled at your heartstrings. And so, but you see the people who are like the cinematic universe fans who don't know much about the comics were just sitting there crying, upset, like, oh my God, he's gone. I can't believe this. He's not there anymore. This person's not there. This person's not there. And then you have the comic book fans going, oh, this is going to be good. How are they going to bring him back? Because you know they're coming back.
Oh, yeah. They cannot get rid of Nick Fury. I was pissed about that one.
Oh, I love that they gave the hint of, you know, Sam Jackson saying motherfucker there, and he just spit it out right before the fucking motherfucker.
Oh, and while we're on the topic, the end of that one, that was a whose sign was that, by the way?
That is Captain Marvel, and she is going to be the next movie coming out, and that looks good too.
They better be bringing everybody back, because I am highly pissed off. Well,
we know for sure that at least Spider-Man's coming back because he's got another movie that he just got done filming. So we know he's
coming back. Oh, yeah, when he went, I cried my eyes out.
I'll admit, when he sat there and he's saying, I don't want to go, and he starts, you know, getting, you know, all teary-eyed and grabbing hold of Tony, I even went, oh, dude, no. I know you're coming back, but goddammit, you're pulling on my heartstrings.
Oh, yeah. Oh, poor Tony. Tony's stuck on a different world, yo.
Yeah.
I wonder how they're going to get him back.
It's going to be interesting. I think that somehow Captain Marvel is going to get him back because she, you know, her character is obviously out in space. She's kind of like a space cop. And then I think she's going to see him and the ship he's in, you know, drifting in space, and she's going to bring him back to Earth.
He's not in a ship, though. He's on a planet.
No. Have you seen the trailer for the new movie? Oh, okay. After this podcast, that's your goal, is you need to look up the Avengers Endgame trailer. He's on the ship with Nebula heading towards Earth. But they're running out of oxygen, food, and food and water and fuel. So, yeah.
You know what really broke my heart, though, at the beginning of that movie?
What's that?
When Loki actually died. He's actually dead.
I think they're going to bring him back because they've talked about with Tom Hiddleston, they're talking about doing since Disney this year is going to start their own streaming service. They flat out said that they've talked with him about it and he's open to doing a Loki series. So they're going to bring him back somehow.
Well, that's the thing, though. Well, if you think about Thor 2, Ragnarok? Thor 2. Third two, you know what I'm talking about, right?
The Dark World.
He was stabbed, and you could honestly see, but he was alive. That's gonna be a topic for next one because it's we're getting close to the end here of this one.
Yeah, so So just so everyone who knows who's chiming in here, you know, like we said earlier, this is us. We're just two friends who are geeks, and you know, not every podcast is going to be the same. You know, sometimes we'll talk movies, sometimes we'll talk life, sometimes we'll talk, you know, our celebrity hall passes and crushes, things of that nature. Write that down if you have it.
Oh, I do. I have it already written down. I have it nice and hearts and everything.
Right. And then we're also going to have some guests on. Like, we're going to try to get Marilee in here one of these days. Maybe some of my friends to just chime in. And, you know, so, but yeah, we are getting ready to wrap this up here. But definitely, you know, for anyone who's listening, we appreciate anyone who's listening and any criticism, unless it's negative, kiss my ass.
Oh, no, hush.
Oh, fine.
Oh, anyways, guys, well, that's going to be the end of this podcast. Two, time kind of slipped away with us, and, yeah. Got anything witty to say?
No.
Come on, you're supposed to be the one with the witty comments here. What's wrong with you?
Do you have another 45 minutes so we can go over that? There you go, there's Winnie.
All right, guys. Next time we'll finish talking about the what were we talking about?
Avengers. Because you need to watch the trailer so you can see where I'm at.
Okay, yeah. So that's what I'll do. Anyways, guys. So this was Lady Raven One, if I can remember my own name.
Dr. Z.
And we are the R&Z Industries Podcast.
All right. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Thanks for tuning in. Bye.